All right, we're going to be joined by some of our members of our professional chefs in just a couple of moments. Also, meteorologist Jim Corbin will also take another look at the forecast coming up in just a couple of moments as well. All right, we have a full studio. We have Chef Laura from Home Plate Advantage, along with people from My Chef Laura. We have My Chef Laura, Norbert, and Deb. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Wow, look at that. Boy, we could make you a quintet with all five of us saying the same thing. My God.
I think we all had our coffee this morning.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And I didn't hear Norbert, though.
Good morning.
There you go. You had to get the German in there too. So how is everyone doing today?
Great.
Everybody's good. And nice to see Laura back after a little bit of a leave of absence last month, a little under the weather, but she's doing well.
She looks great, right?
She looks great.
Yeah, she really looks
she
great.
She does look great. Yeah. And Laura is ready to go out. You're heading out to a cooking class later this morning.
Yeah, I have a client that called me. She's having some health issues, and we're doing a cooking class on fish and sides and trying to make it a very simple, semi-one-pot, easy step, one-time meal without too many steps, so it should be fun.
All right, and Deb has got her professional shirt on today, the green My Chef Laura shirt there.
Very nice.
Everybody's
got some ironing.
You did the ironing. So, but everybody is up and ready to go. Another season. This is a sort of an anniversary, isn't it, Norbert?
Yes, it is. It is sort of an anniversary because this is the 20th time that we are here with you. No, that is incorrect. Once we have been with Paul, but 19 times with you, and once with Paul, it doesn't count.
No,
really,
right, exactly. But you were here 20 times. Here
20 times, yes, 20 times.
And then almost 2 years ago is when we first got in touch with you guys. You were part of the food tasting, international food tasting over at the Elks, put on by the Literacy Center. And once again, that is coming up quickly again. Tell people what that is all about and when it's coming up.
It is on April 13th, and
and we will be there.
And
we will be there,
not,
yeah.
Not only will we be there, but it's also my birthday on April 13th.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So we are
mulled
thinking
wine
about
for everyone.
Yes, mulled wine, and we are thinking about an authentic German chili, and we will do a chili competition, most mm-hmm. likely a red chili versus a white chili. Last time we did the German meatballs versus mm-hmm. the Moroccan meatballs, mm-hmm. and this time we are thinking about a chili. A German chili versus maybe a chicken chili. Mm-hmm. And we have that competition going on
and,
that day.
And if your listeners have any ideas of things they'd like us to do, then please call in and let us know. We're open to suggestions. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but please no lederhosen and no tap dancing or something like that.
Yeah.
Only food related.
Norbert will leave his home that night, right? His lederhosen. And
was
of course,
was that a hint, Norbert, that you need a birthday cake for the tasting?
Normally, it's not the birthday child who makes the cake, but the
I'm saying, I mean, as
should
far as something that
cake?
Oh,
need
I would
to
love
make
to. I would love to.
We'll talk.
A very small one. Not many candles on there.
Not many. There's a whole Elks Lodge you're going to be over there enjoying it. So I'll be on the microphones. I may have to say something. You know, I may have to announce that.
Well, but I'm sure there's a fire permit, too, that we'll have to hold off on the candles.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we know the people.
Symbolic.
Yeah. Well, we know the people from the Elks. So I know the people from the Elks. They're you know, the catering company there. So I think they can manage something out there as well. Now, of course, last year there was also we had our other chef there. Deb was also there. The other chef, Deb, was with us last year too.
That's right. Yep.
And she had sushi.
Yep, she had very
sushi
delicious.
With no really with no
sushi.
Meat.
Veggie sushi.
Yeah, that was really good
as
well.
Beautifully done. Yes.
It really was. But I can't believe it's already coming up in April, in a couple of more months. that will be again, at the Elks Lodge as well. There's not only a lot of other things going on, but you also have later this month, there's also a big thing going up at Stock, up on Hope Street in Providence as well.
Yes, I have to refer to Deb and to Lara about that because they make Stock at Stock.
Yes, next Wednesday, as a matter of fact, we're doing Stock at Stock.
That's
and
right.
Deb and I are presenting a class on how to make broths and stocks. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited. It's going to cover the whole gamut. So we're going to talk about meat stock and fish stock and veggie stock and
awesome.
Really teach people how to make stock and flavor stock. So we're going to talk a lot about what to put in your stock, and it really it depends on what you're doing with it and what your plans are for it, and to really help people understand you can use scraps, you can you can save a lot of money making your own stock. You know, it's not hard. I place that in a quotation marks. It's not hard, and we're there to show people how to do it. So
That's
it's at Hope Street in Providence. It's Stock Culinary, and we're looking forward to seeing you there.
And people can take stock home.
We are going to give some samples away.
Oh, yeah.
That's
we
correct.
Do. Yes. And we have little containers where
little
we can put the results of the stock making class into it, and they can take it home and then surprise their significant other with some nice liquids.
Honey, I brought you something home.
Other than stuff going on, is now Home Plate Advantage has had a very good year as well.
Yeah, we really have. Me and myself.
Me, myself, and I, basically, right?
Yeah, I always like to think of more than one person because they do so many things. But yeah, it's been a great year, and we're off to another good start. And just looking forward to doing some parties and celebrations. You know, certainly as the spring comes up, there's a lot of great things that happen in people's lives. So please keep us in mind. All of us, of course. I think that's what I'm thinking, like all
us.
Of us.
All
but
of us.
Complete advantage,
you
know.
Right.
Definitely is out there. And, you know, dinner massages, it's never too late for a little romance, a little, you know, pampering right in the comfort of your own home. And any kind of large parties, small parties, cooking lessons, or just help with meals in the kitchen.
Now, did between Home Plate Advantage and My Chef Lara, did you guys do any special things for Valentine's Day for some of the public out there or yourselves?
June and I had two events scheduled and both of them canceled.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah,
I actually went up to New Hampshire and stayed with an ex-personal chef friend of ours, Rob.
Yeah.
At his new bed and breakfast in Manchester, New Hampshire, the Ash Street Inn, and it was beautiful. It was one. I mean, it was cold. I went to the Ice Castle in Lincoln, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
-10. That was fun, but it was good.
When you're up there, you don't care. When you're down here, you're freezing. So you don't care. You're away. That's why.
Yes, that's fine. Yep.
Yeah. And Norbert and I actually cooked for a dinner party on Saturday night, but it wasn't a Valentine's party. Mm-hmm. It was a 65th birthday party.
Oh, nice.
Oh, very nice.
And for a very lovely family, and they had two toddlers, and they didn't want to have to go out, and they thought it would be more relaxed for the family if everybody stayed in and had a wonderful meal, and they enjoyed it, and we enjoyed them, and so that was what Norbert and I did this weekend.
There you go.
And it was very cold.
It was very cold. We saw on the way back from the job, it was 0 degrees in the car, you know, the car thermometer.
Yeah.
And when we looked out on the Providence River, there was the sea smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It was really awesome.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, I was down in Scituate, actually, on Saturday night. Same thing, a dinner with family, with kids, and didn't want to go out. And, the wind and the cold and just like, oh, my God, the things we do for our clients.
Hey, it's wherever, if you have to go out there in the cold, you know, if they want your services.
We're there.
You are there. You're like the mailman.
Do I have to say, I love the remote start on my car.
I know.
Turn the car on.
And you turn it on 10, 15 minutes later, and then I turn it to 15 minutes, and then it's nice and toasty in here. I know. I do that in the morning, every morning as well. But if you wait 20 minutes and then it shuts off. Mine does.
Oh.
If you wait 20 minutes, forget it. It shuts off. But at least it's nice and warm. It started back up again. All right. We are here with our professional chefs this morning. We also have meteorologist Jim Corbin, who is also with us on this Wednesday morning as well. Jim?
Well, Dom, and again, no more Arctic sea smoke for at least a while, as we're going to have mainly sunny skies today. The clouds have thinned out nicely. We're going to have temperatures in the mid-40s, winds out of the west-northwest, 5 to 15. Tonight, falling down to the mid-20s, dry conditions. We'll have that ever-increasing moonshine out there. And then tomorrow, a little colder, but not bad, nothing close to what we had on Valentine's Day, highs in the low to mid-30s. looks like for the most part Thursday and Friday, I should say Friday, and most of Saturday and Sunday looking dry. There could be a few rain or snow showers early Saturday morning, but good news for the Winter Festival in Attleboro and anything else going on this weekend. I think the weather should overall cooperate.
Well, your cell phone does sound a lot better now.
Yeah, I'm outside. I'm having some work done in the weather office, so I'm outside at the moment enjoying the beautiful sunshine.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you in about 25 minutes from now.
Okay.
All right, Jim. Thanks once again. All right. We've got our professional chefs from My Chef Lara and Home Plate Advantage with us this morning. Let's see what else is going on here now. All right. You've got something else going on. We're going to be talking about baking muffins this morning, something that's near and dear to all of our hearts because there's always something to eat out there.
Well, it's not baking muffins. Mm-hmm. It's baking things in muffin tins.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different. Mostly it's savory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what cooking in a muffin tin will allow you to do is one, portion control. So it puts everything in the same equal size portions so that it's very easy for you to take one, you know, as opposed to taking half of a loaf or something. And it also allows you to freeze in portion sizes. So... Mm-hmm. You know, for example, one of the recipes posted on our website is a barbecue mini meatloaf. And so you make the meatloaf and you put it in the muffin tins and then you take them out and then you can freeze them individually. And then if you're a family that's on the go and, you know, Susie has basketball practice and, you know, then you can just unfreeze what you want to or take them for lunch or, you know, there's a lot of options there that and it makes it a lot easier to do portion control and, you know, and they're easy to carry. Right. You can put them in items. So yeah, they make a dinner, they make a lunch, they can even make a breakfast. Yesterday we made our hash brown egg, our bird's nest breakfast cups is its official name. And it's hash browns on the bottom with egg and bacon and cheese. Mm-hmm. And then you bake that in the oven and you have a perfect little breakfast in a muffin size thing. So make those for the week and you have breakfast for the week, you know, on the go.
You can also do oatmeal in a cup. So you can put oatmeal and soak the oats and then add a little bit of egg and some nice fruit or whatever and then bake them for a little while and then freeze them. And it's like having oatmeal. Or you don't even really have to put the egg in, but it does help it to hold together. And, you know, if you're anything like me and you're rushing around in the morning and you take it with you in the car, then, you know, it's actually a way you can have oatmeal without having to sit at your kitchen table with a bowl of it.
Good idea.
Yeah.
It's a lot different than making the egg in the microwave oven, as you know.
Well,
I think it is a very, very good idea to do that for brunch.
Yeah.
To have those bird's nest breakfast cups.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
There is a recipe for 24 portions, and it is very simple to do. You go and buy shredded potatoes mm-hmm. in a supermarket, and then you thaw them, you put them in the bottom, and then you make an egg mixture, you put that on top of it, and then you cut some bacon into it, and then, of course, a little bit of cheese, put it into the oven, and then suddenly, poof, mm-hmm. you have 24 nice portioned brunch items for a nice party or a nice brunch. And it is really, really simple to do. And of course, you can cut it in half, then you have only 12. And that will last you or me maybe for 2 days because I love them so much. But they are really, really nice and they are actually...
Well, people like
one,
little
I
food.
Yes.
And how I like the way he says it. How do they come out of the oven?
They come out
poof?
Poof.
Okay.
And we will be posting...
Yeah, exactly, right.
We will be posting that recipe on our website with some pictures mm-hmm. as well as... there's another recipe...
I have one called... Cold for you, but they taste cold as well, too.
Ooh, anything with bacon is always good.
bacon
and cheese, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
bacon,
how can you
anything.
Go wrong?
Yeah.
Or if you want me to, I can put it into the microwave, then they are heated up, and that is also nice. So you
can choose either way. And of course, as you said, a lot of times you could do a little bit of everything in bins. And I mean, you could do I know a lot of people have like the chocolate chip muffins and stuff like
that. Yes, yeah. And you can actually take muffins, like with traditional muffins, and make them savory if you want to. We have a great recipe I'll be posting on the website for zucchini, chorizo, and cheese muffins. And those are a very popular item among our clients. And because it's savory and tasty, but it's just like a muffin. It just has savory ingredients in it as opposed to the sweet ingredients.
Yeah. And it's gluten-free.
Yes, it's made with quinoa, so it's a gluten-free option. So a lot of great things. Google is your friend. So is our website, mychef.laura.com. We have a ton of recipes there. But think outside the box a little bit. Look at your, you know, muffin tins are a great way to, if you're really worried about portion control or portability or freezeability of your food, it's, you know, I live in a house with two people, so I cook for five because that's what I know how to do. You know, so breaking things down into things that freeze easy are a great, this is a great way to do that.
They make great appetizers too. I've done even in the mini muffin tins, you can do little bite-sized mac and cheeses. You can do little tartlets. You can do you know, all kinds of fancy little things, which are really fun as well. Corn muffins are great, and then fill them with, you know, a little chili or with a little queso or, you know, something yummy too. I've done crab cakes for clients. Same thing. They freeze beautifully. Take and go. It's really easy.
Yeah,
so,
it really is.
Yeah, be creative.
The you mentioned stuff with quinoa. As I said, a couple of last couple of nights, I've had some of that. My wife made some with that rotel, you know, and put the turkey burger and stuff like that. Yeah. Put all that stuff. I mean, sometimes you could just eat it like that, which we did. And sometimes we just put it in a sandwich or something like that and just eat it like that. Boy, I'm smelling these muffins. It's smelling so good. I'm just getting the aroma in it right now. A lot of other things that you guys are doing, I know Laura had mentioned we always talk about this every time that she comes in here, which I love listening to her about this. She talks about these massages that you have. Now, tell us the people, you know, you started this a while back. You started it not too long ago, a few years ago, whatever. You're still getting people who, you know, as you mentioned, who still want these, which is great.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's on all levels. It's stressed out parents. Mm-hmm. It's a great gift for new parents.
And it's also a great gift for a chef, too.
Yes. I don't quite get the dinner, but I do definitely use my massage therapist. She's wonderful. In fact, I need to go see her. Started kickboxing recently.
And oh, okay.
Need to now go see my massage therapist.
So she needs.
Anyway,
she needs one. Yes.
Yeah, but it's just a great way, and you know, for, you know, tax season is coming. They have my chef Laura, of course, has her wonderful tax package. But as far as food, but also, you know, after tax season for accountants, stressful time of year for them. Why not give them a nice treat and do that kind of thing and have a dinner massage for, you know, someone who's trying to really impress somebody on a date or perhaps something a little more than that, or an anniversary or a birthday or anything, you know? I recently did one. It was fabulous for a couple. They were in a motorcycle accident, both of them. And he was okay. She was hurt pretty badly, had recovered, and dear friends of them, theirs, bought me and my massage therapist as a gift for them, and it was such a nice way to just kind of have a great evening and relax and be treated to something special. So any reason. I mean, it doesn't take many reasons, just yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have this, you know, for your clients out there, but it's also good, you know, I mean, you guys should take advantage of these things as well. I mean, every once in a while, it's great to just, you know, you're working, you know, crazy hours and almost every single day with your, you know, with your companies. You've got to get some me time as well. You know,
we love that idea.
Yeah. Me time. Get someone, you know, get someone else to prepare your food as well. Instead of you going to the freezer and doing this, yeah, you can put it in the microwave, you can do this and that, but do you guys ever get out there and have someone else's cooking, you know, beside yourself? And go to a, you know, another fine restaurant.
Yeah, we go to restaurants. Yeah, we go to restaurants.
So, I mean, it's always good to do it. Now, I know, you know, I've been at least one time to the My Chef Laura home and homestead in Providence, which they always do a tremendous job there. Now, that you're doing that again later this year, supposedly.
Yes, that is our so-called soup night.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and that is an event which we had now 4 years in a row, and we are presenting four different soups. And the winner so far always was the shrimp and corn chowder, So we have to come up with another recipe. It will be the second week of November, and all of the donations that evening will go to the Rhode Island Food Bank, but you do not have to pay anything. You are invited to come. You just have to bring a friend, a spoon, and a bowl.
And your appetite.
Yeah. And there will be lots of soup, and we will do that in November again. We are thinking actually about doing maybe one in the spring, but not this spring. I don't think so.
No, not this spring.
Not this spring. Yeah, that we do a barbecue afternoon or something.
Yeah,
like
when
that.
You know, a couple of months ago when we were talking about that, when you were here in mid-November, we were talking about that, how much of it was the first time that Carol and I had gone there, but we had just a wonderful, wonderful evening. You know, you do different things. You know, the best. Who comes in with the best spoon, the biggest spoon, or the best looking guy?
The best looking guy was you, Dominic.
Yeah,
there was no doubt about that.
I thought someone said that Norbert was the best one over there. But the roaring.
He's disqualified.
Yeah, exactly. But the roaring fire right there. Yeah. You had and you had a little bit of everything there. You had some appetizers on the on the table there, including that famous dip that you had.
The ginger joy
was good.
That went really, really good. Boy, you could just eat it out of the bowl. Just like that, instead of using the chips or anything like that. And I'm like, my God, it was so good. But we are here with our professional chefs. As you know, we're always here. This is the 20th anniversary, the 20th month anniversary. So I say 20 years now.
You don't look
20. You don't look a day over 19. That's 20. But we're going to take a quick break. If you want to talk to our chefs on the phone lines, you can give us a call at 508-222-1320. We're going to take a break and be back with some more from our professional chefs in just a moment.
Hope Artiste Village, located on Main Street in Pawtucket, is the place to be on Saturdays throughout the winter season. Local vendors will be available from 9 till 1 p.m. at the Pawtucket Wintertime Farmers Market with a variety of in-season fruits, vegetables, eggs, and so much more. To find out what's up and growing each and every week at the market, visit the web at Pawtucket/wintertime-farmers-market. Buy fresh, buy local.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "because I said so," or "don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Spring is in the air, and it just so happens to be just in time to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Attleboro Arts Museum's Flower Show. Garden Party sets the theme for the celebration, starting with a sneak peek benefit on Wednesday, March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. The show officially opens to the public on the 17th through the 20th. Enjoy the beauty of nature at the museum located on Park Street with lush landscapes, floral installations, and original artwork displayed throughout the main gallery. For more information, visit their website, attleboroartsmuseum.org. An English afternoon tea will take place in celebration of the 150th anniversary of the Centenary United Methodist Church, located on Sanford Street in Attleboro, on Sunday, February the 28th, from 2:30 till 4 o'clock p.m. The event will be themed around the sixth season finale of a popular Edwardian-era public television series. You're encouraged to dress in character or simply wear period hats and gloves. This is a community-wide event and everyone is invited, but seating is limited. For more information, call 508-222-1759. The up-and-coming 2016 Rhode Island Spring Flower and Garden Show will run from Thursday, February the 18th through Sunday the 21st at the Rhode Island Convention Center. Spring Fling marks the theme with a dazzling array of landscape and floral displays created by well-seasoned designers, ready to refresh with a long-awaited spring experience. For more information, visit their website at www.flowershow.com.
All right, back with us once again on this Wednesday morning. Chef Laura McDougall had to leave because she's got to head out to Lexington, actually, I believe, to do her cooking demonstration up there sometime this morning. So we want to thank her. But with us again, of course, are Chef Norbert, Lara, and Deb from My Chef Lara. You've got the Rhode Island Home Show coming up very shortly as well, in less than a couple of months as well. Want to talk a little bit about that?
We are in contact, and we have been invited as the traveling chefs from Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath. And most likely next month, we will also bring a designer with us here to the show, a kitchen designer, to talk a little bit about how to design kitchens. So Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath has at the home show a working kitchen, and they allow local chefs to present in their kitchen and do demos during the home show to also attract customers, but also to show how different types of chefs use the kitchen and the kitchen equipment and show off. Mm-hmm. And that is what we are doing on Saturday during the home show on the Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath exhibit. And we will show and tell a lot about different types of preparations. We will use all of the equipment which is there. And yes, come over and talk to us, see us live, and how we actually look. I'm looking good. I will put on makeup that day. And there will also be TV coverage, and there will also be radio coverage during that time. So on April 2nd.
At 5 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. are our show times.
And that is at the Convention Center in Providence.
And then not too long after that, you're also going to be back at the Convention Center, as we talked about it last month, for another big event as well.
Yeah, the other big event is the National United States Personal Chef Association.
And hundreds of people come out for this.
25 years. And that is once a year. That's the national conference. And this time it is in Providence. Last year it was in San Antonio. The year before it was in Long Beach, California. So we are very, very proud to have them here. And we are expecting 250 personal chefs in Providence. So there will be a lot of personal chefs coming to our city. Mm-hmm. And we are proud to have that event here in Providence.
Yeah, that is a huge, I mean, as you know, I mean, Providence is a hotbed of great places to eat as well. But, you know, and then, of course, with all of these hundreds of people and these professional chefs coming in into the city, you know, a lot of very important dollars will be coming to the city, and hopefully they'll stick around for a bit as well.
Yeah. And something for your listeners to know is that it isn't the conference is also open to the public. So while we have some very industry-specific workshops that we'll be doing that have to do with, say, marketing your business or, you know, the legal structure of your business, we also have wonderful, wonderful workshops that are about food. So you can learn a lot about the local food, take cooking classes. So that's something if you want to check out, if your listeners want to check that out, go to the USPCA website and look, you know, as the time goes on, they'll be posting more and more information about the conference. Because, you know, like I say, it's open to the public also. So people can attend some of those classes if they're interested.
You know, and that conference, you've been to it multiple times in the past as well. You can also, I mean, when these professionals are in, you can see, because I have actually went to a similar one that they had a few years ago up in Foxborough over at, I think it was, well, Christina's or whatever they call it now. I think it's probably used to be Dimitri's. And they had a professional chef there cooking and letting people, you know, taste their, you know, the things that the gentleman made. They had it televised by the Food Channel, I believe it was there at the time. And they put it together as a half-hour special. They put three or four shows back together again. This was a few years ago, and they did it a couple of times. We had gone one time, and you really get to the sense on these shows, you know, how easy some of this food can be if they made it at their home. You know, when you have these professionals out there, you know, they're doing this and doing that and all these, you know, terrific, sometimes expensive things to do there, you know, cookware and stuff. But you can do very, very, you know, minimal things with not spending a heck of a lot of money. You know, mm-hmm. I know, you know, in the past, you know, they were selling the Rachel Ray cookware, you know, this very expensive orange cookware and stuff like that. But you don't need all that stuff. You know, you can do it at your home with whatever you have at home there.
With a muffin tin.
With a muffin tin. There you go. Right. But we were very impressed being there for that while, you know, for about an hour and a half, watching this gentleman with his assistant cooking all of these certain things and, you know, how many appetizers of food can they make for 2,000 people at the same time? You know, everybody's kind of rushing in. And what they were doing, the easy way to do it is just they're having their people pass along a dish through the people, mm-hmm. kind of like almost like a collection plate at church, you know. That's basically how they did it. And I thought it was, you know, very well done. I don't remember seeing that in the last couple of years. They have. I don't think it's been back, but they've gone all over the place. But, you know, and that is something that people should be aware of, that this is not only open for you guys. It's open to the public. Mm-hmm. It's USPCA.com?
Yes.
Okay. And it's something that, you know, people should be proud of, because there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people out there.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy this, kind of like the way, you know, a little different when you're coming to the Elks in a couple of months here in Attleboro. I know you had a good presentation there last couple of years. Now, you've been back how many times now?
This will be our third year.
Is the third time that the Elks do this event. So we are there from the get-go.
That's great, because like I said, I'll be there. We'll be probably there doing. I'll be doing some music and emceeing for a bit, or doing some raffles at the end as well. But that's always a good thing to have. Some of these cities and towns that have events like this, always great. I know. I think a couple of months ago, last month, Attleboro had Restaurant Week, which went very, very well. I know Providence had a Restaurant Week the same time. Last week, the North Attleboro area had their chocolate stroll through some of the events, some of the businesses there as well. As we get into this year now, as we get hopefully better weather within the next month or so, what are things that are brand new to My Chef Laura? Anything new that's coming up for this year?
Well, we've started our delivery business.
We're
very, very excited about that. We have a commercial kitchen, and we are now, it's the same thing we do. We do custom menus for people. So that has retained its, our process is the same there. But instead of cooking in your home, we can now cook off-site and deliver. Some people prefer that instead of us having to schedule a time to come into their home, we cook and we bring it to you. And all you need to do is heat it up and eat it.
And we do have our commercial kitchen in Tiverton. Mm-hmm. And that is at Sandy Woods Farm. And we are working there with a very, very nice young lady. Her name is Sandra. And Sandra, you're listening. I know that you are listening. You are awesome. I have to tell you that. You are helping us wherever possible. And we love all of the support you gave us so far. And we love to be in your very, very well-maintained kitchen. And we have the license now to cook in your kitchen, and we are happy to bring it out of your kitchen, out of our kitchen, to our customers and bring it to their homes, custom made.
Yes, it's still a very personalized service, yes. Right? It's still a personal chef service. So we still meet with you, we interview you, and then we still build menus around your needs and mm-hmm. your... So none of that has changed. It's all a very personalized service. The only difference is that we cook it in the commercial kitchen and deliver it to your door. Mm-hmm. So it's still a very... we want to emphasize that it's still a very personalized service to you. So nothing about that has changed.
Nope.
And, you know, at this point, what we're doing, as Laura said, the personalized service, you know, we get really specific about what people like and don't like. And we had a client interview, a new client is coming on board with us. We had a new client interview last week, and she was kind of concerned because she has very particular needs around food. And you know, it's like I told her, we... Do every day is different when mm-hmm. you're a personal chef, and everyone is different. And it's really wonderful and very, very fulfilling for us to be able to help somebody who has very specific dietary needs and make them food that they love. You know, you don't have to make sacrifices. You don't have to, you know, you don't just because you have issues, health issues or whatever, or you're trying, you know, you're trying to eat quote unquote more healthy food. You don't have to suffer for that. You know, we really do put our heart and soul into making sure that everybody is really happy with their food and that it's really made for them.
Yeah, and I think you hit on a very important issue, Deb, that you said, healthy issues as well. People are very, now these days, we've been talking about it for the last few months, people are gluten-free now there. You've mm-hmm. got the vegans, you've got all of these vegetarian things,
yeah.
And you also take care of that as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we're still doing in-home service. Mm-hmm. We haven't moved to complete delivery.
Right.
So right now we do delivery once a week, and the rest of the week is our in-home clients. So we are very flexible. Whatever works for you is what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're happy to take any suggestions or any needs and make that work for our clients.
Yeah, this whole business is really driven by the client's needs.
Yeah.
Really driven by that.
Is there a typical place, you know, where you will travel to go there? How many miles out of the way?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say it is approximately 30 miles around Providence.
Okay.
So you do definitely belong into that radius.
Mm-hmm.
And the 30 miles, we have one customer in the eastern part of Connecticut
mm-hmm.
that's
okay.
a priest.
Yeah.
And we love to cook for him. And on the other side, we are going down to Charleston. We have in Narragansett.
Okay. Yeah.
We have Middletown.
Yeah.
And Newport. So it is, because we are sitting right in the middle of the state.
Certainly up in the Boston area, too.
We go to Dartmouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we would go to the Boston area if for a specific client.
Okay,
but
yeah.
As a rule, we don't generally go up there.
Mm-hmm. We have one client in Framingham. But generally, we say it's all of Rhode Island, southern Massachusetts, and then in some areas in Connecticut. So it's kind of like that. If you were going to draw a circle
right
around Providence, that's generally what it is. We try not to turn anyone away if we can help it.
Yeah, and I know Norbert said last time, a few times in the past, he's got a couple of people that are in this area as well.
Yes, here in Attleboro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right in
Attleboro. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it's always good because a lot of people, you know, as you mentioned, you guys do gift certificates, you know, not just around the holidays, anytime during the year. You know, if people are kind of stuck, wanted to know what's going, you know, what they want to do for some people. When someone comes, you know, calls you or emails you and says, you know, I want to get something special, you know, you know, you sit down with that person or persons, and as far as budget, I mean, it's very inexpensive when you really look at everything. You're getting, you know, you're getting what you want, really. I mean, and like you said, Laura, is you, if they want a certain item or they want certain things, it's all the customers, right?
I want to say the... only the thought that you have on a Saturday evening, you have two chefs
mm-hmm.
in your kitchen dressed up, doing a very nice dinner with appetizers, with food, with wine. You can relax and you do not have to think about anything. and then compare it with a restaurant price, and the chefs are actually less expensive.
And you clean up too.
And the cleanup is done. And after that, you are sitting there and you are just amazed because you are amongst friends. That is priceless. Mm-hmm. It is priceless.
Yeah,
it is.
You don't
and
have to
I like
out
it.
In the cold. You don't have to get a babysitter.
Except
for
you
your
guys.
Kids.
Except you guys.
We know,
but you're used to it. You're used to it.
Fine.
Now, at some of these, we're going to head a break. We have Jim Corbin standing by. But on some of these events, you've actually mentioned a couple of times, at the end of the evening, after everything has been satisfied, you're also invited to just relax and possibly have a little bit of nipple wine every once in a while.
It depends on the distance traveled. And
because you don't want to get sloshed and then you have to go back to Providence.
No, but it is very, very rare that we are not invited for a drink after that, and then we talk a little bit about that.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you don't have to invite. We can just disappear. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the other option.
Disappear.
We just we just float away, and you have your party, and it's as if we were never there, except you're full.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And the whole place is clean.
And the whole place is clean,
and
exactly.
The doggy bags are all wrapped up, and they are
they're
in the fridge.
And you know
and
what's
labeled.
In there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, they usually are.
So that is fine.
All right. 9:43 on this Wednesday morning. 38 degrees currently with partly cloudy skies. We got meteorologist Jim Corbin now with he's going to wrap up at least this portion on the weather forecast for us. Jim?
Well, good discussion as always, Dom, and everyone there, and also good weather out there. As you just mentioned, 38 degrees. We've got temperatures that are going to go about 45 this afternoon, so we're going to continue to melt any of the existing little baby snowpacks that are around the area. The dirty snowpacks, things like that. Winds will be out of the west-northwest. Certainly no big problems today weather-wise. Actually, really delightful compared to what we've had. Then tonight, mostly clear, falling down to about 26. More sunshine tomorrow. Not as warm as today, and obviously not warm today, but less warm than today. High temperatures in the low to mid-30s. And then right now, it looks like Friday, sunshine, a few clouds late. Temperatures getting into the mid to upper 30s. Maybe a few rain or snow showers early Saturday, and then most of the rest of the weekend, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Sunday, looking dry with temperatures a little above average in the low to mid-40s. Next week, especially by Tuesday, late Tuesday or Wednesday, about a week from now, could be a different story. We may be watching a coastal storm that could come up, but that's a week away, so let's not worry about it.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. Any thoughts on today at all?
I know the combination of just the service, the food, and getting a massage possibly. And do they also do like manicures at some of these massages?
I don't know about manicures. We might
that
be able
might
to find someone to do that.
Maybe something to consider, though. Might be something to consider.
Are you offering your services, Jim?
No, I still use nail clippers.
There you go.
Jim, I will make that happen for you. I will make it happen.
I keep you in the back of my mind every month when you're on. One of these days, I'm going to use one of your guys' services because it's obviously sounds and I'm sure it is great. And like you say, all of you say, it's really servicing and letting people have a relaxing evening where they don't have to do much of anything but just have a good time. And you service them.
That's right. We would love to cook for you, Jim.
All right, I'll consider it down the road. Thanks a lot.
All right, Jim, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you. Hopefully, we'll talk to you in the morning.
I'll
let you know something later today.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay. What we're talking about is tomorrow. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Later on today, after 3 o'clock, I've got to contact the New Bedford District Court because I may be having jury duty tomorrow morning. But I don't know what's going on until I call them at after 3 this afternoon because you have to call them ahead of time. So who knows what's going to happen.
He needs food.
You should make some muffin tin food you can bring it with you to court.
I should, really. I haven't tried these yet. I have to try these before we take off here this afternoon. Or this
morning. The other one is the little meatloaf.
That's the barbecue mini meatloaf.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah. Yes, the other three, those are the
bird's nest.
You know, when we do this show all the time, every once in a while I get looks from the staff here at the studio, or Paul Healy will come like, "What? You didn't make anything for me?" Well, you didn't host them. You know?
Exactly.
You
That's exactly
it's called,
right.
You got to be hosting these people, you know. You know, and I was lucky enough to be invited to their home a few months ago, you know. And I was the one tasting all these great soups, which they were, as Norbert says, awesome.
Yeah, they were awesome.
They were awesome.
They were awesome.
That's what actually when we first met each other 20 months ago, that's how you first started coming on here and said you had this word awesome all the
awesome.
Time.
Awesome.
And it still works. It still is awesome. Now, you've got a license in your hand. That is something that you briefly talked about just a few moments ago.
Yeah, that is our new food business license, mm-hmm. and we have been approved by the Department of Health, and mm-hmm. now we have it black on white, black mm-hmm. on yellow, that my chef Lara is having given satisfactory evidence that said establishment is qualified in conformity with and so on and so on mm-hmm. and so on. And we are now licensed to deliver food and mm-hmm. cook in our commercial kitchen.
Well, and appearing at farmers markets and things like that. That's so right. You'll be seeing us this summer out and about right. at the farmers markets and things like that. So now we've been unshackled.
Oh, right. My God.
Yeah. You're unleashed.
unleashed. My Chef Lara Unleashed.
Yeah, there you go. That's the new website, My Chef Lara Unleashed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You also, you talked about it a little while ago. You're also, and I love the way it's saying it, tax seasoning packages. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Yes, our tax seasoning packages are for those stressed out accountants. So in a former life, I was an accountant. Mm-hmm. And I understand how stressed out they are. They will eat, you know, they're at the office, you know, 20 hours a day sometimes during the heavy season. And, you know, they're eating cold pizza and takeout from the same two places. And so it's a very stressful time for their bodies and their minds. And so we've created these tax seasoning packages where we can deliver to their office home-cooked meals that are nutritious and tasty, and it gives them at least a little bit of a break, and it allows them to refuel and enjoy their mealtime. So we have some special prices and packaging, and if you're interested, please feel free to go to mychef.lara.com. There's a link there with more details, or just give us a call at 401-831-1657, and we would love to hear from you.
Hmm. And we all know that when we have good nutrition, we think more clearly, we're more productive, we feel better, and generally, all around, life is good.
Yeah,
so give us a call.
Yeah, it's for sure. And every month, you have something different every once in a while on mychef.lara.com, whether it be a recipe or you talk about this and that. The other thing is, you mentioned this a few moments ago about the Certified Professional Chef exam from the mm-hmm. Personal Chef Association. That is something that that Norbert wants to mention briefly as well.
Oh, I want to. Yes.
I guess so.
all of us, Lara, Deb, and myself, we took an exam, mm-hmm. and that is the so-called Certified Personal Chef exam. That is not only a certified chef, not only a personal chef, but it is an approved certified chef with 3 stars. And we took that exam. We all passed with flying colors. Deb with very, very high flying colors. And now we are entitled to have that after our name, not only the other credentials we have, but also the CPC. So mm-hmm. we are all certified personal chefs now. And by the way, Laura McDougall is a certified mm-hmm. personal chef mm-hmm. also. And now that accredited by the USPCA, the United States Personal Chef Association, and of all of the certified personal chefs in the US, I want to say there are only 60 of us. Oh. In the whole U.S. So there are 60 certified personal chefs, and within My Chef Lara, we have 3.
That's right.
Isn't that great?
That's right.
All of us. We are.
Cool. So that's always, you know, it's very important to do that because, I mean, as you said, this is something that you're striving to, you know, people aware of that and stuff like that. As we start finishing off the show in the next 7 or 8 minutes, Paul Healy is here. He's looking. He's always.
One quick question.
Bumping in.
he is looking at that microwave thing there. Yeah.
Yeah. Last February 12th, most people considered Lincoln's birthday. But February 12th is also, and I'm not making this up, it's true, International Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Mm-hmm. I was wondering how you people at Chef Laura celebrated National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day last February 12th.
We did prep work for our party on February 13th.
We did nothing with peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly canapés?
I have to tell you, though, that I have a favorite peanut butter and jelly combination.
Oh, okay.
My favorite peanut butter and jelly combination is a crunchy peanut butter with grape jelly on pumpernickel.
Oh.
That is good.
Okay,
I use combination of flavors there.
All right, I use oat nut bread, but I will try pumpernickel just for you.
Excellent. Sometime.
All right, back to your show.
How about a sun-dried tomato wrap? That might be a little bit like, it won't work.
With peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, it won't work. It won't work.
When you're saying that, I'm imagining something kind of going in a Thai direction with
the peanut sauce.
But the jelly doesn't have to be like grape jelly. It doesn't have to be a fruit jelly.
It could be currant jelly or mint jelly.
Chili jelly out of chilies. Mm-hmm. I had one recently. It was a
bacon jam.
There you go. See? The sky's the limit.
See, I like, especially like on toast, I like the blueberry jam. But I like, once in a while, the pineapple jam different tasting.
You can make a peanut butter muffin filled with jelly, which is really good, by the way. I've made those with red raspberry jelly. Mm. Oh,
that sounds good.
Yum.
That sounds very good. I love peanut butter.
Me too.
And Paul knows that I'm not a peanut butter fan at all. I like it with chocolate. Yeah, I like it. But I've never really, when I was a kid, I never really brought peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. My sister did. Mm-hmm.
We were bologna kids.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I was more of a
sandwiches.
Yeah, I've been meaning to tell you about that.
It's time to stop. Is that what you're saying?
Hopefully you're not saying she's full of baloney. Because it's her name on the website.
She's young, right? Yeah.
Because it's her name on the company, right? It doesn't say
I'm
my...
I'm just a figurehead, right?
Yeah. It doesn't say my chef Deb or anything. But hopefully, one of these days, down the line, you never know. All right, we're going to take one quick break here and be back to wrap things up in the next couple of moments with members of My Chef Laura.
Hope Artiste Village, located on Main Street in Pawtucket, is the place to be on Saturdays throughout the winter season. Local vendors will be available from 9 till 1 p.m. at the Pawtucket Wintertime Farmers Market with a variety of in-season fruits, vegetables, eggs, and so much more. To find out what's up and growing each and every week at the market, visit the web at Pawtucket/Wintertime Farmers Market. Buy fresh, buy local.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Spring is in the air, and it just so happens to be just in time to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Attleboro Arts Museum's Flower Show. Garden Party sets the theme for the celebration, starting with a sneak peek benefit on Wednesday, March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. The show officially opens to the public on the 17th through the 20th. Enjoy the beauty of nature at the museum located on Park Street with lush landscapes, floral installations, and original artwork displayed throughout the main gallery. For more information, visit their website, AttleboroArtsMuseum.org.
All right, we're back. Going to wrap things up in the next few moments. I just tried this muffin, which has bacon and what else is...
Hash browns and eggs and cheese.
Mm. And it is delicious. Even with not being in the microwave, it is still delicious because everything tastes better with a little bacon in it.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, once again, before we take off for today, how did you prepare that? I know you said it's very simple to get that together.
We use the. You can either make your own hash browns, but it's a lot easier just to buy them. Mm-hmm. The frozen potatoes are pretty much just frozen potatoes. Read your ingredients. But you can get the frozen hash browns and thaw them, and then you mix that together with a little bit of cheese and some spices, and then you pre-bake that into a little muffin tin. You press that into the muffin tin to make a little...
Fancy.
After you've Pam sprayed it aggressively.
With Pam.
Yes, or any cooking spray. And because it will be very hard to get out unless you do that. And then you, while that's cooking, pre-cooking, you mix up the egg and you cook up the bacon. And then when they come out of the oven, you fill them with the egg mixture and the bacon and the cheese. And you put them back in the oven. Mm-hmm. And in 15 minutes, you have the perfect little breakfast portion.
If you put that in a mason jar, it'll probably explode. Probably all over the place, you know, it'd be a mess in there.
You know, we haven't tried that. Yeah. I can't speak to that.
We can have Norbert do that.
We
next
can have Norbert try, exactly.
Yeah. I think we're kind of due for a scientific column from Norbert.
We haven't had one in a while. You're right.
We're due. Look at this. He's looking at you like, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about one.
I'm always interested in the science of cooking, and Norbert, that's one of Norbert's strong points. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, Before we take off, we know that, you know, Laura was saying that she's doing a show up at the Stoughton Cable, up that area. Has there been publications out there, television that My Chef Laura has been doing in the past?
Not TV.
Yeah, we have the YouTube.
We have our YouTube channel now.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But we are in publications, magazine publications, Rhode Island Fit, East Side Living, Urban Greens newsletter, Rhode Island Kiddo Info. So we do have our magazine articles. We don't really have a lot of TV.
Yet.
It's coming. We can feel it coming. You know, but we do love our time here with you, Dominic. And the radio show is a lot of fun always.
Yes.
And I know that, you know, I could sense a TV show down the line someplace on the east side of Providence, you know, with a nice roaring fire behind you. And
we're ready. Give us a call.
I mean, that kitchen area would be perfect. I could see, you know, you know, that little counter space here. And
there you go. Yeah.
You got a lot of potential. You got a lot of hidden rooms all over the place, too. You know?
That is true. But on the other side, we also want to have time for our customers and serve them.
Yeah.
So, yes, marketing is important. But as soon as marketing takes over and takes time away from our customers, we rather not go that route. But we want to stay with the ones which we have, and we want to serve them well.
That is for sure. Well, once again, how can people get in touch with you guys?
At our website at www.mychef.laura.com, or you can call us at 401-831-1657 or send us an email at info@mychef.laura.com.
All right. Chef Deb, Chef Laura, Chef Norbert, and, of course, Chef Laura was here earlier. Thank you once again. And
Thank you, Dominic.
We'll see you guys in 3 or 4 weeks from now.
Yes, absolutely.
Next month.
You got it. All right, that's going to wrap it up for yours truly. At some point, we'll find out what's going on with me, if I'm here tomorrow or not. Until then, have yourself a great day. Paul is up next.